Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
My friends, one of the characteristics of the spiritual life is movement. And we see that on display at the very beginning of the gospel for this weekend. Jesus is moving through this village or town. He sees Matthew and therefore makes his way towards him. What is Matthew doing? It says in the gospel, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. Matthew is sitting. He's not moving. He's stationary. This is very bad in the spiritual life. There's a very famous painting by the artist Caravaggio, and it's entitled The Call of Matthew. Essentially, it depicts the scripture passage that we have with us in this gospel. In the painting, Matthew is portrayed as a prince. He's dressed in very fine and sophisticated clothing. He's wearing a hat with a feather in it, kind of like a Three Musketeer. He's bedecked with jewels. He has rings on his fingers, and he has a necklace of gold. Now he is seated at a table, and on that table in front of him are piles and piles of money. And how appropriate, since Matthew is a tax collector. Matthew made a very fine and comfortable living for himself because essentially he skimmed off the top of all the taxes that he collected, and that is how he derived his income. And therefore, Matthew was very happy in his occupation. He was making a very fine living for himself. He was enjoying the fruits of his labor. Now, the great theologian Blaise Pascal once said that we live in one of three levels: the level of the body, the level of the mind, and the level of the heart. The level of the body is the most basic level that we can live in. We live to satisfy our most basic needs, the needs of pleasure, the needs of fame, fortune, notoriety, the ego. But Pascal would say, we're not meant to stay there. Instead, we must move to the next level. In this case, the level of the mind. In the level of the mind, we grow, yes, in wisdom and knowledge and intellect. And this is fulfilling. We read the great works of St. Ambrose, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. John Chrysostom, St. Augustine. In doing so, it broadens and deepens our faith. Yet, Pascal would say, we're not to remain there. We are to move again. Move to the level of the heart. And this is where we are to stay. Why? Because it is at this level that we now have a relationship with God. And it is here that we are to stay forever, in relationship with God. Matthew's problem? He's sitting right now at the level of the body. He's stuck there. He is enjoying the pleasures of a materialistic world. Yet, it says in the gospel, Jesus approaches him and says, follow me. Now, what Jesus is doing is now he is moving Matthew from the level of the body, a materialistic world, now to a level of the heart. Now, my friends, we have to appreciate this scene for what it is. Jesus is calling Matthew first and foremost into a relationship with him. Now, when people hear about the call of God, they always are first equating that to the call into ministry, a call into action to do something, a call into service, whether it's lay ministry or religious ministry. Yet I would argue that service to others is merely a byproduct of the call that God wants us to answer, which is the call into relationship with God. In the first reading, we hear this very evident. As God is telling the prophet Hosea to tell the Israelites, he says point blank, "For it is love that I desire and not sacrifice." Yes, ultimately, we must actualize our faith. We must live it out. But first and foremost, we have a God that desires a relationship with us. He wants our love, and he wants to give us his love. And therefore, my friends, our behavior towards others, our service and ministry towards others is conditioned by our love for God. Think of your very best friend. Right now, think of the very best friend that you have in this entire world. Now, how did you become best of friends? Well, first you probably became acquaintances. You got to know one another. After a while, you became friends. After another point in time, you became best of friends. This person became your trusted confidant. You could trust this person with your deepest secrets. You would do anything for this person. And this person, this friend, would do anything for you. Now, notice again the movement, the progression in your friendship with this person. You moved from an acquaintance to a friend, and now to the best of friend. And see, this is what Christ is calling Matthew to when he says, "Follow me." And this is what he's calling us all to. Jesus Christ is saying these words, "Follow me," each and every day of our life. My friends, this is what the spiritual life is all about. Jesus calling us, saying to us, "Follow me." And in doing so, he's desiring a deeper and deeper movement into relationship with him. Great example of this is the story of Mother Teresa. After she received her calling from Jesus Christ to enter into ministry, she waited 3 years before she started her order, her ministry to the poor of this world. For 3 years, she waited so that she could receive the proper authority from the church to begin her new order and to minister to the poor of this world. Now, for 3 years, you would have think that she would have worked behind the scenes to establish a framework for her ministry and her order, but she did not. Instead, for 3 years, she simply grew or was drawn in to her relationship with Jesus Christ. For 3 years, her relationship with Christ first started as friendship. Then it moved into the best of friendships. Finally, it moved into lovers. Mother Teresa now loved Jesus Christ passionately, and she was now ready to enter into her ministry. She was now ready to serve the poor, the homeless, the sick, and the dying of this world. Mother Teresa, because of the love that she had for Jesus Christ, was now able to be used as a conduit. So as she encountered or ministered to the needs of the poor, now the love of Christ poured through her to touch all the people that she ministered to. And therefore, our behavior, our service to others, how we treat others, is truly conditioned by, first and foremost, our love of God. Now the story continues. It says, Matthew got up and followed Jesus. Now it's interesting to note the verb used here for Matthew getting up is the same verb that is used to describe Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Essentially, Matthew rose up. He rose up from a level of material pleasure, a level in which he was satisfied by money, by clothing, by jewelry. And now he moved. He rose up to the level of the heart, a level of relationship with God. My friends, it's a very basic spiritual truth. When we make Christ the center of our life, now we become a new person and we leave the old behind. And see, that's what Matthew is doing. He's leaving the old behind. He's leaving the money, the lifestyle, his occupation as tax collector. He leaves that all behind. And now he enters into relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why Paul says in 1 Corinthians, we become a new creation with Jesus Christ. My friends, when we answer that call that Jesus Christ is constantly calling out to us, we become a new creation ourselves. We leave the old person of who we are behind, and now we become a new creation in Christ. The story continues. Jesus is now along with Matthew, in addition to the apostles, and they're seated at the table, now with many more tax collectors and sinners. My friends, this is a beautiful portrait of our church. We are all sinners. That's why at the very beginning of Mass, we say or recite the Confiteor. We say, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned before God. At the very beginning of Mass, we recognize our identity. We are all sinners, but we are loved sinners nonetheless. Finally, at the end of the story, the Pharisees ask Jesus' disciples why he's associating with the scum of the earth. Jesus quickly responds. Amazing enough, he responds by quoting the very first reading that we hear from in today's scripture readings. He quotes Isaiah point blank, and he says, go learn the meaning of these words. I desire love and not sacrifice. My friends, this is the good news for us all today. We have a God that calls us, and says, follow me. He calls us into relationship with us. Despite our sinfulness, he wants our love, and he wants to give us his love. My friends, that is the great news of the gospel this weekend. I'll leave you with just one last thought. Jesus, at the very end of this story, gives us this beautiful portrait of him at table with all the other sinners and tax collectors, in addition to Matthew and his apostles. My friends, each and every time we celebrate the Mass, now that portrait comes to life because of us. Each time we celebrate the Mass, we are sinners, and now we do the same thing that we are called by Christ to do, like Matthew. We now sit with others around the table, in this case the altar, and we sit around that table with Jesus Christ, and we partake in the most holiest of all meals, the Eucharist. My friends, now that portrait comes alive because of us. My friends, I strongly encourage you, please take this chapter of Matthew's Gospel to prayer this week. Chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. Take this to prayer and allow yourself to be put in the place of Matthew and have Jesus call out to you, come and follow me. And may the grace and the peace of Christ rest upon you always.